during a big flood disaster, all attention is focused on that area. A year later, the forgetting begins. And 3, 4, 5 years later, people have forgotten about it.
This is Earth and Sky, and that was Bob Brackenridge of the Dartmouth Flood Observatory. He and his colleagues have spent 2 decades compiling the first objective record of worldwide flood events, a global atlas of flood hazard.
They're doing it by watching flooding from space. Research satellites monitor the entire planet and record images of flood events as they're happening. Scientists hope this data archive will help predict where and when major floods will happen and keep people out of harm's way.
But as population grows worldwide, the lands close to streams and rivers become increasingly developed. And, Brackenridge said, our current methods of flood management aren't working.
Floodwaters upstream by putting levees along the rivers, we deliver more of that water downstream. So instead of local flooding in the tributaries, you have a big river that's filling up. So I think we have a long ways to go in dealing with this.
To look up where you live in the Flood Hazard Atlas and see where on Earth it's flooding right now, come to earthsky.org. Special thanks to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.